The time is 7:24, and if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. Now, as we all know, Wales's Llyn Peninsula is beautiful, best known for its stunning coastline and picture postcard backdrops. It makes it an absolute magnet for holidaymakers. But an exhibition of black and white photographs taken back in 1985 captures a very different time. Photographer Malcolm Glover spent 6 months living in a camper van on the North Wales Peninsula, photographing daily life in towns and villages, and is going to get its first major public exhibition in Oriel Colwyn from the 2nd of August. We can talk to Malcolm now. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Colette.
These are absolutely beautiful photographs, and if people haven't seen them, jump onto the website, type in Malcolm's name, you can see them. But they really do capture a different time, not just in the fact that the Llyn is very different now, but these were all shot on film, weren't they?
Yeah, black and white, negative film.
Wow.
No digital back in the day.
And you printed them yourselves. They have that beautiful grainy quality, which I know a lot of professional photographers think that with the best will in the world, digital just can't match.
Yeah, I feel the black and white photographic prints have more of a sort of a tonal depth to them than the digital images.
So you had your camper van, you went down to Hell's Mouth, and you took your camera and you just recorded daily life. You know, some of your images are people in the street. There's a man who's carrying wood from his house. There's another one that I particularly love of the man who's grimacing while a brass band play.
Yes.
How much time did you spend on the Llyn with people just documenting quietly their lives?
Well, I'd go out at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I had a little. I also brought a little 125 motorbike and travelled around the peninsula. And I'd start about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'd go right through to the evening times. And I'd also look at events that were going on, which would sort of give me an insight into the various things that people were doing on the Llyn at that time.
Now, you trained under David Hearn, who is part of the Magnum Photography Agency. David Hearn is one of the best-known photographers in the world. He's photographed everyone from Barbarella, that famous Goldfinger photograph from the Bond films. You know, he is an amazing photographer and lives here in Wales, in Tintern. His career was based around making himself invisible so that people just got on with life. And he documented what they did. How do you, as a photographer, and how did you make yourself invisible so that people just did what they were doing without being stressed or worried that you were there?
I think what happens is that the longer that you're in a place and you're photographing, people start to get used to you. And I think that you gain a trust with people. And what tends to then happen is people just almost start to ignore you. I think it probably helps. I'm rather thin.
So you think you literally melted into the background?
Yeah, I think that's what happens. I think over time, as a photographer, you tend, I don't exactly know how that happens, but you tend to, as you say, you just meld in. I think when you first start doing photography, you don't get those intimate moments, but I think over time with experience, you learn, as you say, how to just meld into the background and just observe.
And of course, at the time you were taking these photographs, digital wasn't even a thought in anyone's head. So you didn't know what you had until you got back to the darkroom, put the films in the soup, and then created what's called a contact sheet, which is
That's great. Which is
the negatives on a big piece of paper, and you can see. Were there times when you were taking the photographs that you thought, oh yeah, that's good, but then you had to keep your fingers crossed that it actually came out on the negatives?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a feeling sometimes when I photograph, and it's when you press the shutter, and it's almost like your body is in harmony. You can almost feel that shutter go, and you think, oh my goodness, I've got this. This is going to be a great photograph. And then, as you say, you've then got to wait maybe two or three days to develop it. So it almost becomes like a present And I used to have to go back to the village that I lived in Cefn Mawr. I had a dark room and develop the negatives. And then they'd come out, and then, as you say, I'd make the contact print. And then you'd look at it, you go, yes! It came out exactly the way I wanted it.
That is wonderful. Well, look, we'll have to leave it there. But Malcolm, thank you very much. And that exhibition is going to be at Oriel Colwyn from the 2nd of July. The time is coming.